Good morning.
This is Neil and Debbie here. Well,
arriving for our show.
Well, you're there, Neil. I'm not here. Right. I'm in a secret location to be revealed in a sec.
Okay, now we've got a bit longer yet.
Oh, I've got nothing to say.
Oh, well.
La, 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 la. La, 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 la.
That'll do it. Duck sauce, mesmerise.
Oh, Neil.
On?
Hello? Hang on a second. What's that? Hang on. No. Here. This went better in rehearsals. What's that?
Okay,
did you hear that?
Yes.
Did you hear that?
Mm.
Oh, sorry, love. It's not technically brilliant, is it? But I'm at a secret location. Because my village has got no Wi-Fi nowhere.
Okay.
So I've had to hoik my bottom around to beautiful Karina, my beautiful friend Karina, who's in the next village.
Right.
So I've ruined her Saturday.
Hello? I can't believe this is happening. We seem to have lost the link to the new location. I hope we'll get it back after this. That is Kelly Clarkson on Gaydio. This is Neil and Debbie here. News is on the way in a couple of seconds. So we are from a slightly different location for Debbie this week, in a different studio, as it were, with red walls. Are you there, Debbie? She came back a second ago.
Can you hear me?
Oh, you're there now.
I'm so sorry. So I can only apologise for that interruption.
Right.
Did I manage to tell you that I'm round at Karina's house? Did you hear that?
You got that bit, yes. Emergency studio.
I'm round at Karina's. Yeah,
Wi-Fi.
You got that bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no Wi-Fi in my... This is Neil and Debbie treating you to exclusives like this. So there's no Wi-Fi in my village in Oxfordshire. So I'm round at Karina's house and I've got beautiful Pixie with me. Unfortunately, she's the failed guide dog.
Mm.
Good girl, Pixie, Black Labrador. Good girl. Unfortunately, she sat on the power button. So all of the studio just went off.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm not going to tell her off, Neil, because this is her first day in the job as producer. So that's... Pixie, it's in your book. It's in your book. But we'll let you get away with that one. And Neil, I don't...
The bear. And the lovely.
Get it? Got it? Good.
Our weekly look at things that have been taking place over the last 7 days, and there's not a great deal of good, some bad going on, I'm afraid. First of all, Uganda's Constitutional Court this week refused to annul or suspend its anti-LGBTQ+ law that includes the death penalty for certain same-sex acts. The legislation, adopted in May last year, is among the world's harshest anti-queer laws and has been drawn to condemnation from rights campaigners and sanctions from Western nations. Petition lawyer Nicholas O'Kay had this to say on the steps of the court following the ruling.
The court today decided that it is legal and lawful to discriminate against LGBTI people. The court today decided that it is legal to exclude the LGBTI community from participating in the affairs of their country, simply on the basis of public sentiments and alleged cultural values. I think it's sad. To that extent, I think the court is wrong.
In America, Donald Trump has promised to turn the November elections in the US into a Christian Visibility Day in direct response to the Trans Day of Visibility.
Such total disrespect to Christians, and November 5th is going to be called something else. You know what it's going to be called? Christian Visibility Day, when Christians turn out in numbers that nobody has ever seen before.
The right has been outraged by the fact that the Transgender Day of Visibility, which is always on March 31st, fell on Easter Day this year. President Biden had previously expressed his support for the special Trans Day. The White House offered this statement in reaction to Trump's comments.
As a Christian who celebrates Easter with family, President Biden stands for bringing people together and upholding the dignity and freedoms of every American.
That is your news for this week.
I've noticed you around.
I just need something that's real.
Leanne, that's called Don't Say Love on Gaydio. This is Neil and Debbie here. This is Saturday morning. You can tweet us as usual at This Is Ndebs, or Xus, I suppose. You can also check us out on Instagram. This is Ndebs is where you'll find us. Email us ndebs@gaydio.co.uk, as always.
And there are three of us today. We haven't got Alex Baker producing. We've got producer Pixie, the failed guide dog. So, Neil, I am going to be honest with you. I'm going to be very distracted today.
Right.
Because if Pixie looks at me, I'm afraid I go nose blind and everything else, and I just look straight at her. She's asleep at the moment, so we're quite all right, so we can get on with the show. It's a busy one today, love, isn't it?
Yeah, very, 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 very busy.
Very busy one today.
Mm. We need to talk about Paul O'Grady. We need to talk about that this week. And also, I don't know whether there's a story about Cher. I don't know whether it's an April Fool or not.
Oh, no, that was an April Fool that she's going to appear in the West End for. She's renaming something for the West End.
Yeah, she was going to do West Side Story, just her in it, nobody else.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad. I thought it might be. I wasn't sure.
That was I thought it was a bit weak, actually. She should have gone, you know, Sherry, Sherry, Bang Bang or something. They should have put her name in the title of the show.
Yes.
Because, you know what I mean? Like, really change it like that. Or, you know, what's a Share Light Express or something? I mean, that's a bad example.
Oh, that's good. I'm
going to
write that one down for next year.
Well, not really, love. I'd give that, a 2 out of 10. But no, it was the April Fool's.
Chevita.
Chevita. That sounds like a great drag queen, isn't it? Pixie, don't touch that! No, it's all right. She's sat on the power cable. I've got a couple of exclusives for you.
Right.
First of all, I've been chatting to our beautiful friend Rod, aka Bright Light, Bright Light, about his new project.
Oh, yes.
Which may or may not involve an absolute freaking icon who he's got to record on his new album.
Oh.
How is that? Who's he sleeping with? Because he's got access to the top. Mm. Also, I'm going to spend tomorrow night with a certain drag royalty.
Go on.
Can you guess who that is?
Well, RuPaul?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Hang on, I need to know more.
I haven't got time now because that's called a tease. Now we're going to a song and come back with the payoff.
Girls Aloud, Disco Bunny on Gaydio. We've got Lose Control from Teddy Swims on the way. This is Neil and Debbie here on Gaydio.
Disco Bunny. Mm. She goes on, doesn't she, with this?
Yeah, yeah.
Strumming her strings. the Disco Bunny, Neil. Last week, of course, rabbits, bunnies, everything to do with Easter.
Right.
And we've had quite a few messages about
Capri's Creamy.
Oh, that was so nice last week to Gorge. Bless you, Martin Brooks. He said, Happy Easter. This is Endebs. And he's actually got a giant Capri's Cream egg that he's made a light out of.
Oh.
So, you know, the fake yolk and the fake, you know, the white albumen.
Yes.
So he's got that as a light, and a Capri's Cream egg is just peeled over like someone's revealing a bra.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually quite sexy. Oh, no, I need to have a word with myself. I've just found a Cadbury's Cream egg sexy. Move on.
Charlie XCX, Rina Sawayama on that one. A Beg For You on Gaydio. It's something's really bugging me. You're in this sort of temporary studio at your friend's house.
Yes.
There's some signs on the wall behind you. And one of them right at the top says Belly. Any particular reason?
Oh, yeah, she's really talented, and she's sort of like an artist.
Oh,
so I can take you around my makshift studio.
Please do.
In the next village. So do I sound different? Do I sound
posher?
Because the house price is slightly up in this village, and this is the village that Ellie Goulding lived in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right. So it's really sort of... So by the end of the show, I might just leave all vowels. Full vowels. So look behind me, Neil. Look
how
talented
she is. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that squelch.
Squelch. She's put on sort of big boards.
Skedaddle.
A lovely word that she loves with a lovely colour behind it.
Beautiful. Mellifluous.
So we've got, look up there. Yeah. Look up there. Read that.
Baba ganoush.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that
word. How about that one?
Guava.
Guava.
Oh, great.
Wow. Oh, excuse me. And what about that one, Neil?
Kerfuffle. We have a bit of a kerfuffle.
Yeah. I mean, it's wonderful. It's pottery.
Brilliant.
Here. I might suggest we do the show each week from here.
Yeah.
It's quite nice. And the best thing about this studio?
Pixie, the failed guide dog.
Pixie.
Very obedient, very attentive there.
Yeah, she's just lying down, really, because she can't be out. She's not into radio. She's more a telegraph girl.
Quite anthemish that, and they are coming up after the news in about 15 minutes on Gaydio. That was Daft Punk and Digital Love. Neil and Debbie here this Saturday morning.
Oh, yeah. Can I just say, aren't they clever, Daft Punk? I wish we could adopt what they have as their look.
Mm, the helmet.
Sometimes you just can't be able to just go out with your helmet.
Yeah.
Well, you do all the time, love, don't you? At this is Ndebs at Gaydio. Please, if you'd like to send an Instagram message, Neil is here.
This is Ndebs is where you'll find us on Insta. Yeah.
Sorry, Neil.
Oh, what Instagram, sorry.
Can't even say Steve right now because that seems wrong to say that.
Oh, yeah.
It's a bit wrong, but no Insta, please, Neil. All we're right. Not 14.
Nice.
Lots happened this week, Neil, including, yeah. Well, we've all learnt a bit more. No, Pixie! Pixie!
It's going to be like this all the way through the show.
Sit down. Good girl. She's quite bored, actually. We won't give her a rage jar diary. There's been quite a lot going on this week about Beyonce and a hoo-ha about this. Have you heard the...
This is her version of Jolene, is it?
Mm. Yeah.
It's not up to master.
Yeah. Have you heard it?
No, I haven't, no.
Okay, so I'm going to play you a bit of it next.
Okay.
And why there could be a bit of beef with it.
Oh, dear.
Beyonce, would you like beef or carrots with your Beyonce? So we should go into that. And also, I've got a limited edition trip down to Trumpy Town because it's been quite a week with me, and it's going to have to include this.
Magic mirror on the wall. Who is the fairest
ex-president of all? Nobody's ever done a better job than I'm doing as president, that I can tell you.
Yes, we're going to have a trip down to Hampstead Hareville.
Oh, right.
And, yeah, see his charming side, which he unleashed recently. It's so nice what he says about people, Neil.
Oh, lovely. I can't
wait.
Oh,
it's just beautiful. I've been here 1,000 times.
Neil and Debbie on Gaydio, and I'm very excited about this news from Beyonce because I want to hear this version of Dolly Parton's song that you just mentioned.
Oh, okay. So if you've just turned on Gaydio, I have found something off Beyonce's new album, which is her country one.
Mm.
So, you know, she's released this and everyone was going absolutely bananas about it last week.
Yes.
Which had reactions like this. Right. Yeah, that's actual live reaction from a fan that couldn't deal with the fact that Cowboy Carter had come out.
Mm.
I'll be honest with you, there was only two songs I really was desperate to listen to because I love Summer Renaissance.
Yes.
That's my favourite one off Renaissance. So this is album two of a three collectible set and Jolene is on it.
Right.
Would you like to hear what she has done to Jolene?
Go on, yeah.
She's, I would have thought she'd do a straight cover, wouldn't you?
Mm-mm, yeah.
You know, don't with a classic.
No.
And this is, well, you might have to drop the bed, Neil. Oh. Good start.
So I was going to say, it's got that sort of flavour.
Yep. Yep. This is good. This is all right. Jolene, where are you?
Jolene.
Nice vocal.
I'm warning you, don't come for my man.
So, slight change of words, and I thought, right, that might just be the beginning bit, and there's a slight tweaking again of a classic. Not too.
Jolene, I know I'm into the games you play, and nothing new, so you don't want no heat with me, Jolene.
Heat! Alright? So.
Is she allowed to do that change?
I don't think you should mess with the classic. Right. But this is the bit that took it too far.
Right.
Because we all know what, yeah, what's up, Jay-Z looks like, don't we? And we know, Neil. And I don't know. She must have different eyes with. But this is the bit that was a stretch too far.
We've been deep in love for 20 years. I raised that man, I raised his kids. I know my man better than he knows himself.
Yeah, Becky with the smelly hair. Yeah.
Why you're attracted to my man, but you don't want this smoke, so shoot your shot with someone else. Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm warning you, woman, find you your own man.
Yeah, see, she's made it about Jay-Z and, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know.
Then bring back Dolly.
Yeah, yeah. It's a no from us, pet. But I do like it.
Saturday morning, Neil and Debbie here. We have an hour of Gaydio's anthems on the way very soon. And we must talk. Have you seen the Paul O'Grady documentary?
Don't cry my eyes out. You talk about the elephant one.
No. Oh, well, that. Yeah, brilliant. Oh. No, The Life and Death of Lily Savage.
No, I can't deal with that. Love, not so soon after the passing. So you're going to bring us down with that, are you? So that's after the 11 o'clock news. Here you go.
It's coming up hot. Anthems, as always, coming up this morning, Zoe Badwe, David Morales doing Needing You, and first up, Format B, here comes Chunky.
The UK's LGBTQ plus station.
Zoe Badwe on Gaydio's Anthems, Release Me. Format B, Chunky before that. Some David Morales on the way in the Gaydio Anthems Hour. This is Neil and Debbie here.
Actually, I'm not chunky at all, Neil, because for my...
Sexercise!
Today, because I can't go anywhere near my cupboards because I'm not in my house.
Oh, well done. You're not picking out over Easter like everybody else, though.
Yeah, but I'm not in my house this morning, am I?
Oh, that's true.
So I'm at Karina's, so I've had to take a banana.
Oh.
Because I don't want anyone to think I eat badly, so I take fruit wherever I go because people think I eat healthily.
Right.
But it's been sort of counteracted with a can of Coke, so that'll learn me. Neil, not the normal studio this week, so I hope it sounds all right.
It sounds fine to me.
Well,
yeah.
Tough if it doesn't. At This Is N-Dubs again. May I read this out, please? Because something amazing happened in the week. It's art imitating life.
Right.
And I put a post up on our Twitter X page. And I went, oh my God. You know, we were talking about Dorothy, the Wizard of Oz last week.
Yes.
And we were talking about the red shoes going on tour. So they're going right around the world, right? And then they're getting auctioned off. Well, on the Sunday, guess what was on TV?
Was it The Wiz?
The flipping Wizard of Oz. And I turned it on, Neil, and I went, no. And the bit I turned it on was, Toto, I've got a feeling when I guess. And I rewound it back and I filmed it and went, Neil, we're going to be late for air. And it was so nice to hear it. And thank you so much for your comments on this. For example, Chris Burrows has said, I love how you keep Jackie in saying, you're listening to Neil and Debbie, you lucky. Beep, beep. He says, please don't ever remove it. Well, it has been removed, but we're putting it back in. So we can put this in because Chris Burrows has requested it, please.
Yes,
Neil.
Right, here you go. Yours.
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
You are listening to Neil and Debbie, you lucky people.
There we go, especially. Oh!
It's got that bit on the end. You mentioned the Wizard of Oz. Did you not see that The Wiz was on? It's on the iPlayer.
With Diana Ross.
Yeah, with Diana Ross.
I can't watch it.
No.
I don't want to see Michael Jackson pretend to be a strawberry. What is it? Straw man. No, I was turned off by that. So, no, I didn't watch it.
Oh, well, sorry to bring the mood down.
Yeah, you slightly have, haven't you? Ruined that.
He's on down the road. 99 Souls on KDO.
Excuse me, can I please stand you for a second? I like that bit. Pixie, no. Oh, Pixie wants to go out the door.
Oh,
Pixie?
No.
Pixie? A producer wouldn't do that.
Well, she's a dog.
Right, so we'll, yes, she is a dog, yes. We shall ignore that. Actually, we're sticking on the subject of dogs. This is little Pixie. And, well, you brought us a tear in our eye just now then, Neil. And
Life and Death of Lily Savage, which I watched, and I know you watch as well, absolutely such a wonderful programme, and lovely fond memories, and some lovely moments about his own life, Paul O'Grady's life. He was speaking at one point about his career kind of as a social worker, where he used to go like as a guardian into the homes of, you know, kids whose parents weren't there and literally become sort of a substitute parent whilst the parents weren't there. And he mentioned this little comment here, which I really liked.
Pretty bleak.
Yeah.
You know, you'd find yourself living in a house for, say, 6 months, looking after five unruly kids.
You know, I was a sort of very strange Mary Poppins.
He was a very strange Mary Poppins, which was great. Can you imagine having Paul O'Grady as a surrogate father? Brilliant.
Do you know what? They would have loved that. And I bet that's maybe where he realised to control these kids. I've got to turn into the wicked Lily Savage. And I just think they would all just adore him.
Oh, absolutely.
How could you not adore him?
And then there was a lovely affectionate look back at his time working at the legendary Royal Vauxhall Tavern.
I was working in social services, so it was a good way of getting the tension out of the day with what I'd seen I could do on stage. And because Lily was supposed to be a working class single mum, it was really ideal. I was poached by the Vauxhall Tavern. I think they offered me an extra tenner and being a bit of a whore, off I went. And that was it. I worked there for 8 years. It was like our village hall. We had lock-ins and we had funerals there and parties there and Christmases there. It was like our village hall.
I love that. That's so true, I think, of that venue, isn't it, particularly?
I think that's one of the biggest regrets ever. I didn't get to see Lily Savage play the RVT.
Yeah.
That's one of my biggest regrets, Neil.
Mm, I know.
But now, even with Paul O'Grady on The Elephant Show, he did a quick couple of looks to camera and it was total Lily.
Oh, totally.
Total Lily.
Yeah.
I couldn't watch that show, if I'm very honest with you, love.
Could you not?
No, like, same way I couldn't listen to George Michael songs for at least a couple of years after he died.
No.
I can't watch Lily Savage in the life of Paul O'Grady. I can watch Paul O'Grady dogs, Paul O'Grady elephants, because he's still here.
Yes.
But when you really put it like that,
it really does
bring it down, doesn't it? So I hope you're pleased. That's your
get out of that one.
Saturday morning show on Gaydio.
David Morales presents The Face Needing You on Gaydio. Neil and Debbie here from our regular Saturday show.
Regular little what?
Saturday show. Yes, there we are.
Yes, Neil. I saw David Morales play Sydney La-Di-Da about 5 years ago at the Horden Centre.
Mm.
And, oh, God, he was amazing.
Well, yeah.
He was just incredible.
David Morales, isn't it?
What that man did to me. I will never love another. I will never love the man like I loved you. What film's that from, please, Neil?
This will be our weekly deep dive into the archive, where I delve in and find three classic tracks and play three clips for Debbie to listen to, and then at the end of the anthems hour, she has to choose one, only one, mind, that we get to play in full. Okay.
My slightly different rules, Neil, because I'm not at my house. I'm at Shea Carina's.
Right.
In the next village in Oxfordshire. And Pixie's producing, so it will have to be Pixie's and my choice. So whichever she wags her tail to. Pixie, you listening? Good girl. Right, we're ready. She's got attention. I've got her attention.
Some club classics then. Here we go with Fragma. Tucker's Miracle.
No, definitely not this.
Choice number one, Fragma and Tucker's Miracle.
No.
You can't give us any inclination as to which track you're going to choose until we've heard all three and waited until the end
of
the
episode. It's a hard no, Neil, because I had to play that every single day when I worked at Fox FM, and it just makes me shake with fear, so no.
How about Move Your Body from Plastic Dreams? I can never refuse you. Just want to go and get it on. Plastic Dreams, Move Your Body.
Dear.
Well,
it's deteriorated now. Pixie actually wants to leave the room.
Oh, no.
She wants to leave the room. Please, for the love of dogs.
Oh.
What's number three?
Well, it's this one from Rosala. Everybody's free. Quite a hard little mix of that one. That was Rosala. Everybody's free to feel good. Choice number three.
If anyone's got a Nurofen, can they please send it to Village in Oxford, please? I like the remix of it, but... Just decide yourself this week, love, because my heart's not in any of those.
Neil and Debbie on Gaydio this Saturday. On the way, we have more Gaydio's anthems, including Cam. camel fat breathe in a sec or two for
you? Oh, love it. Ooh, camel fat are going on tour. Can I tell you who else is going on tour?
Go on.
Charlie XCX.
Right.
And there is an all-day disco that I am... You will just beg, borrow, steal tickets for this. It stars four of the greatest sort of artists, if you love sort of EDM and a bit of disco and a bit of camp.
Go on.
Huge, huge icons.
Who?
All right, so... should I tell you one of them?
Yeah.
Well, one of them is Robin.
Oh, Robin.
The other one is Dimitri from Paris, who I freaking adore. Oh, Dimitri from Paris's remixes of Sister Sledge and Chic are out of this world.
Yeah.
And the other one is the Irish Grace Jones.
Oh, no, really?
I know. What do you mean, oh, no, really?
No, no, brilliant. Yes, that's great. And hang on, that's three. You said there were four.
Yeah, there are. I've forgotten the other one. So we'll be back after these words.
Chris Lake, Laura V, and Changes on Gadio's Anthem.
Good girl, good girl. Oh, Pixie actually wants to go. She was so upset with your freedom of choice. She wants to. Do you want to go outside? Do you want to go?
She got bored.
Oh, this is sad.
Oh, no, she actually let her out of the studio.
That much. Go on then. Go on, darling. You've broken my heart.
Oh, yes. No, there she's really gone with her
she
tail
really,
between her legs.
Really
she
took umbrage at your freedom of choice, so she wanted out of the studio. You've upset a Labrador. Hope you're proud of yourself. Revis-a-V, a moment ago, I was telling you about an amazing gig that's coming up featuring the Irish Grace Jones, Rosie Murphy, Dimitri from Paris, who I adore. And I was wrong when I said Robin's playing. She's not.
Oh.
But Horsemeat Disco are playing.
Oh.
And guess who's headlining?
Go on.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Me. Hula hoop herself. Grace Jones.
Wow.
I mean, who's going to get top billing? Who decides who goes top billing there?
Well,
Horsemeat Discos, you're going to be on the bottom, aren't you?
Yeah.
You are. They won't mind. They're good. They're a good team.
Mm.
They're brilliant. They won't mind that. It was Grace Jones at the front, then the Irish Grace Jones, then Dimitri from Paris. Yeah. Oh, my God. It's an all-dayer, love.
Wow.
It's an all-dayer.
Wow. Do you think she'll come on time, old Hula Hooper herself?
Who? Hula Grace. Hooper? No, well, she was 3 weeks late for our interview. Me interviewed
so
her once, wasn't she?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Good.
It's happening in August, by the way, I have to tell you.
Okay.
Just before my birthday, so just to get that in the diary so you can get a nice present for that time. So, yeah, it's happening soon. I can't find the dates, love, to be honest with you, and I'm too upset about Pixie leaving the room.
Do we know what the event is called at all? Is it just...
No, not really.
Oh, well, that's very informative, as always. Well done, us. This is Neil and Debbie here on Gadio this Saturday morning. Gadio's Anthem's playing out. We have Freedom of Choice reveal in a couple of seconds. Have you just been doing
Ooh! Woo! Neil, over to Twitter, because we've got lots to read out, please.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to Kuala Lumpur. Kuala Lumpur.
Oh.
Hello, Ross. This is Ndebs. He's tweeted, good morning. Reeves, be happy Easter. He says, happy Easter, and also happy Ramadan, Kareem, too.
Oh, right.
So, yes. I'll back at you, Ross. Back at you.
Been to
Kuala
KL.
Lumpur.
Yes, I love it.
Oh, I'd love to do the show from Kuala Lumpur.
It's a crazy city. It's great, yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Ross will be delighted with that.
Way. Yeah, no, in
life. Have you been there?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Sorry, Neil, I didn't know about your thing on the Central Line.
What?
Your liaison on the Central Line until a couple of months ago.
Mm.
I've never known you've been to Kuala Lumpur.
Oh, yeah.
What happened in Kuala Lumpur?
Well, there's a brilliant zoo, for starters. You'd love it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then there's the Twin Tower things that you can go and climb up. And then there's all these hawker centres where you can have this food. Oh, my.
I'm getting bored now, actually. Let's do Freedom of Choice. It's a travel show.
Earlier on in our weekly deep dive into the archive, I gave Debbie three tracks to choose from, and this week they were Fragma, Tocca's Miracle, Plastic Dreams, Move Your Body, and Rosala, Everybody's Free. Those are your choices this week, and you don't seem to be quite...
I'm not being rude. I used to play those on like commercial radio, and I like something a bit different,
right.
A bit harder.
Okay, all right.
None of those excite my buttons.
But if you were to choose one, which one would it be?
Well, you said Everybody's Free, so I would like to be free to choose a different song.
Okay.
Yes.
Rosala it is then.
Oh, no.
A random clip at midday.
Listen, you broken down old queen. He was drunk.
He was hot. You got lucky. Don't ever call here again.
Who was that?
Wrong number.
Latto, Mariah Carey and Big Energy on Gaydio. This is Neil and Debbie here. Welcome to the show. If you've joined us, where have you been? We've been on the air for the last couple of hours in slightly different circumstances this week. Debbie's in her... Well, your studio's gone a bit dark now. A different studio in a different village.
Yeah, I've had to turn the light out, love.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, you've just played the wonderful Mariah, haven't you?
Yeah.
May I just remind... It might be a bit too early, but should we start thinking about the C word?
Oh, yeah.
For Christmas,
yeah. Oh no! Sorry, Pixie. Pixie's gone outside the door now. Have a look.
Pixie, the failed guide dog.
Yeah, because I'm at Karina's house. She's the owner of Pixie, failed guide dog, who failed because she ate the blind people's food. So she was in training.
Right.
And they took her in the kitchen to do those tests. So everything else, she was fine walking over the roads. Not over the roads, like walking from A to B.
Right.
She was fine, you know, when she had to take things out of the dishwasher and all that sort of stuff.
Right. Is that what they do?
But when it came to food, you know, when the microwave went ping and they came to get their food, took it out.
Yeah.
And they turned around to get whatever. And they decided this. She'd eaten all their food, so she failed. So, I mean, you've got to love her for that, haven't you?
Yeah,
you've got to love her. She's like us. She's like us, Neil. At thesendebs.co.uk. I've forgotten to tell you about this as well. Did you hear about a certain show in America that played this?
For Madonna.
For Madonna.
Pia, what the hell? You miss me?
So, do you know who Pia is?
No.
Okay, so Pia is in the high echelons of Madonna's life.
Right.
Right. If you're a Madonna fan, you'll know exactly who she is.
Okay.
And she appeared on Gordon Ramsay's show.
Right.
And they live called Madonna.
Oh.
And Madonna was not expecting that. So should we... Well, hear how she reacted to that.
Oh, yes.
And you also get to hear a bit of how Gordon Ramsay is quite patronising to women. Okay, my darling. Okay, my darling. It's like Madonna could eat you for breakfast, love. She could eat you for a better breakfast than you can make. I've also got, Neil, some feedback vis-a-vis Beyonce. Oh, it's brutal about Beyonce's Jolene cover. Oh, I've just found some reviews, love.
Oh, right, yes.
Oh, no.
No.
So get a cushion,
right.
And we'll read some of those out. Azealia Banks has not held back. Oh, my God.
Emenike, Never Forget You on Gaydio. Neil and Debbie here on this Saturday afternoon. You can tweet us at This Is Ndebs, or is it X's? Is that what we say now? I don't quite...
Yeah, everyone's starting to go towards X now, but I'm not sure with that.
We're on Instagram. This Is Ndebs is where you'll find us. And also you can email ndebs@gaydio.co.uk.
Yeah, you can. So, Neil, before we do anything, can I say congratulations to Cyndi Lauper?
Oh, yes.
So, you know, her tickets went on sale last week and they sold out in like 9 FR.
Of course they did,
She's playing the Royal Bertie Hall.
Mm.
And everyone wants to see her doing that. Name me more than two Cyndi Lauper songs. Go on. Buzzing when you know them.
Time after time, girls just want to have fun.
Right.
Oh, no.
Yep. Oh, yeah, we're going to have to take your car away, Neil, if you don't get this right.
Oh, no,
we have to attach electrodes to your jennies.
Oh,
yeah,
no,
what's the other one? No, I'm afraid the box has gone in on Mastermind. You failed, Neil. When they go back to that chair, by the way, I think they should do Graham Norton's red chair. If they don't get good points, just hoik them off, don't you? On Mastermind. They always get smug on that show. No, the answer was Neil True Colours.
Oh,
True
yes,
Colours.
Of course, yes.
Yeah.
True Colours.
So anyway, congratulations to Cyndi Lauper because she's won the first ever WeHo Pride, which is West Hollywood, WeHo Lifetime Ally Icon Award.
She's
the first person to ever win it, and apparently she's going to perform as part of that pride as well.
Right.
So that's fabulous. Would you like me to go back to the Beyonce
thing? Yes, that'd be awesome.
I mean, anyone was talking about last week was the Jolene cover.
Mm.
That's the one we really wanted to hear. And if you haven't heard it, just a tiny little snitch for you here. This is Beyonce's version of Jolene, and she's done what you shouldn't do. She's done what you shouldn't do. Mess with the classic.
Jolene, I know I'm into the games you play and nothing new, so you don't want no heat with me, Jolene.
Jolene and heat. Oh, dear. I'm not singing that at karaoke, Neil. I'll sing the original. Well, a lot of people, they've not held back.
Right.
And people, the Washington Post have completely panned it, saying the whole album is lower-hanging tribute covers. Oh. She might as well have done Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah while she's at it. Other people have gone, why on earth would you mess with Jolene?
Mm.
You remove the powerful element of the song once you take, you know, with your Robin here, you can have any man you want, Jolene. Azealia Banks has waded in and talked about the lyric I mentioned earlier. She said to Beyonce, find new content because nobody, and I mean nobody, thinks Jay-Z is remotely attractive. So she's singing about defending her man. It's
yes.
Like, oh, love, I don't... No. Sorry, Jay-Z?
Yes.
No. I mean, he could go out in our village and just people just walk past. But like, no. No. Sorry, is it just me? Oh, we shouldn't be shallow, should we?
No, I know, but I think she's onto something, really, because it is about defending, you know...
So defending her man?
Yeah.
I don't think I've got anything to worry about. Let Becky have him.
Little Mix on Gadio. Neil and Debbie here. You can X us at This Is Ndebs, and on Instagram you'll find us at This Is Ndebs.
Yeah, you can, can't you? You can. Mm-hmm. So what are you up to tomorrow night, Neil? It's a typical Sunday for Mr. Sexton.
No, plans after eating.
No big plans?
Eating and eating and eating last weekend. Yeah.
Oh, dear. Well, you can't eat too much because, breaking news, Neil and I are doing a special show.
Oh, yes.
In Florida at the end of the month.
Yeah, no, middle of the month.
Middle of the month.
Where are we? April?
I think it's the end of the month. Well, thank God we're not in charge of tickets, love, because right. I'd be there a week different to you.
Yeah.
We're going over to Florida sometime soon.
Yeah, that's right.
And we're going to do a show from there.
No, Clearwater.
And we can't technically make it work from Gay UK, so God knows what's going to happen there.
So we're going to have producer Chris with us. We'll be fine.
Oh, thank God. Tomorrow night, I'm going to be spending it with royalty, yes. Actually.
Is that something...
Oh, no, that's the wrong clip. I'm going to be spending it with absolute royalty, Neil. Drag royalty, of course.
Lip sync for your lives.
It's an intimate event where our friend Rue, who we've interviewed quite a few times, will be reading from his autobiography.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's just going to be me. He's going to open it like Jack and Ori.
Yes.
Just imagine him on Jack and Ori.
That would have been brilliant.
Dragon Ori. Oh.
Dragon Ori.
Dragon Ori. That's what they should do. So it's just going to be me and him in the South Bank Centre.
Right.
And apparently a few other people might turn up as well. But he's actually going to read from his book.
Amazing.
Oh, it's going to be brilliant, isn't it?
Will there be questions from the audience? Or can you do any Q&A?
I hope so, love. Yeah. What should I ask?
Well,
what should
exactly?
I ask? Yeah. Do you still lick your head? Maybe I could ask him that. Do you still lick your father's head? Do you remember we got asked that in an interview once and it really laughed? Maybe I won't ask that one. But yeah, if you've got any ideas or questions that I can ask RuPaul, because we've already asked him everything.
We have, when we had that very fortunate opportunity of interviewing him. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, on a number of occasions, actually. We've
Very fortunate, haven't we? Yeah. Wow. So maybe I won't put my hand up when it comes to question time, but I will report back this time next week. And if you are going to it, I will see you at the bar. I can't believe it. He's flying over to Gay UK just to do that small little intimate recital of his book.
Yeah.
Are we sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin.
Beyonce, Texas Hold'em on Gadio. There you go.
I mean, it's good, Neil, but it's no. It's growing on me now, Neil. So's Jay-Z.
It's a great song, but...
Jolene, 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 I'm warning you, don't come for my...
No, I can't get past, you know, I'm begging you, please don't take my man.
Exactly.
You can't muck around with that.
You can't.
I'd really love to know what Dolly thinks of that. Neil, I'd like to go to X, aka Twitter, and say afternoon to our delicious, very hot friend, Rod, aka Brat Lad.
Oh, yes.
He was a super talented singer who we've danced with him on many an occasion, haven't
we? Lives in New York.
If you follow him, it's Bright Light times 2 on Twitter. At the moment, he's got the most hot photo of him with just a towel on. He's obviously come out of a sauna and he's sort of grabbing his hair like that. Why take two bottles into the shower? Oh, yeah. And he's got the not many people suit moustache because it can look quite creepy.
Oh, he carries it off quite well, doesn't he? Yeah.
He carries. He's one of very few men that carry it off.
Yeah.
In fact, I think it's just me and him that carry that off, to be honest with you. But what he said is he's about to release his fifth studio album.
Wow.
And it's called Enjoy Youth. Mm. Yeah, you should, because it's over, isn't it? It's quick as it comes. He says it's available to pre-order now. And it contains the talents of Richard X, who I love, Notronate.
Oh, wow.
So immediately I DM'd him and said, well, clearly we need to talk about this. So we will be chatting to him on the show in the next few weeks.
Marvellous.
Yeah. I'm trying not to act a little more excited when we get him on
excited.
Air.
Yeah, he was lots
I love
of
him. It's just natural. Yeah. He's not affected by fame at all.
No.
Is he? No, he's not, Neil. He's not up his own bottom. But he's just lovely. So good luck with that, Rod. And we will be buying it, of course.
Sorry?
Strip!
Purple Disco Machine.
Yeah.
Dished.
I Was a Male Stripper. Who sang that originally? Man to Man Parish.
Man to Man Parish.
Mm. I Was a Male Stripper, a stripper bar. Mm. I remember seeing that on Top of the Pops when I was a kid and just being like, oh no, I don't feel comfortable watching this with my parents. It's like men in jock straps were like thrusting at the camera.
Oh, really, were they?
And I was like, Mummy, can I have some tea? I don't like this. Talking of things we don't particularly like. I want to take
me to Donald Trump!
A little bit of hypocrisy served up in massive major portions this week in America.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, he's not having the best weeks, is he? With something didn't quite go his way. Wanted to postpone a case, didn't he? And it's not going to be postponed. But he said this a few weeks ago about Kevin Rudd. And just listen to the words he describes Kevin Rudd and see whether they have any resonance.
He's the former Australian Prime Minister, isn't he?
And yes, now going to be ambassador for
Australia.
America.
Right.
Yeah, Australia to America. Yes, that's right. Oh, God, you know what we mean. So this is from Channel 9 News in Australia.
Welcome back to some breaking news at 8:30. Former President Donald Trump has taken a sensational swipe at the current ambassador to the United States, Kevin Rudd. He's warning Mr. Rudd may not be welcome in the U.S.
He won't be there long if that's the case. I don't know much about him. I heard he was a little bit nasty. I hear he's not the brightest bulb. But I don't know much about him. But if he's at all hostile, he will not be there long.
Can we not take those words and just play them back for anyone who's hoping to be in a position of power?
Mm.
If they are nasty and hostile,
yes,
they will not be there for long. Could we just play this back to
all.
President Hamsterhair? Because if he was going for a job interview and they were the actual things you could go by, you know, the things you judge him by. How about this one from Putin a couple of years ago?
I'll be the worst enemy he's ever had. The worst he's ever had.
So I'm afraid you were hostile there and a bit nasty, Mr. Trump. You haven't got the job. Thanks very much for your interest in the role.
Gaydio's requests coming up after the news at 1. This is Neil and Debbie here this Saturday afternoon on Gaydio.
With the divine Mr. Anthony Murphy. Fate, who will be here with Gaydio's requests from one in the plum. Right now, Neil, it's time for my delicious girlfriend who's waiting for me in London. I'm going straight to London.
Yes.
And I'll be listening to Anthony all on the way there. And it's one of my favourite shows on Gaydio. Let's see if she's filed.
Hello, Lisa.
Hello, Neil. Hello, Debbie. Hello, Alex.
Oh, hi. It's fast.
It is RuPaul weekend. We're going to see RuPaul tomorrow.
Yes.
And we might get tickets to see Priscilla because of your recommendation, Neil.
Well, there you go.
I'm not sure when we'll see it because it's a busy week because next week you're going to Florida.
Yes.
Are we?
I was just talking to my old boss. And he used to live near there.
Right.
And he told me if you go to Crystal River, you can see a manatee in the wild.
Wow.
And apparently it's one of the only places in the world where you can. Can you imagine?
Oh my God.
That would be very exciting.
Oh, my God.
And I don't even know what's been going on this week. I've seen a bit of Rebel Wilson in the news.
Oh, yes, yeah.
I have also seen a bit of Madonna.
Right.
Did you know that Madonna only has about 10 shows left until it's over?
I know.
I can't believe it. I feel like she's supposed to be on tour forever.
Mm, mm.
Anyway, I hope your show is fabulous.
Thank you.
Like you both are. Love you, Missy Mina. Bye.
Wow,
that's beautiful, isn't it? Sorry, the one thing that stuck in my mind there, we could go to see Swim with Manatees.
I know, in Florida.
That are absolutely stunning. Have you Googled a manatee yet?
No, I haven't. I was wondering what
Google a manatee right now. And A, you'll love that because of the first three letters of the animal's name. But they are stunning, stunning creatures.
Right.
They're just so, they're like a Labrador underwater.
Wow.
They're fantastic with a lot of skin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right.
Look at that. You could swim with that.
Yeah, they're big, aren't they?
Oh, I'll never come back.
Yeah, they are.
I'll just be like, oh, me and my man. Yeah, they're really, really cute. And also, I want to know what Lisa was talking about, Rebel Wilson.
She's been on a podcast, and we haven't got time to bring it to you, but I have got a clip from that podcast talking about her going from dating men to dating women. And the whole journey she went on. So yeah.
Oh, we'll have to have that next week, please, Neil. Because I still think it's gross how the Sydney Herald outed her. I just think it's just gross.
Yes.
But yeah, that's beautiful, beautiful, wonderful.
Right.
Excuse me, Neil. I'm off to Google manatees.
Okay, yeah.
Sorry, that sounded rude. Actually, I'm not going to do that.
Neil and Debbie on Gaydio. We will be back here, as always, from 10 next week. What are you talking about?
I'm sorry, Neil. Today's show started with a beautiful black Labrador failed guide dog pixie, because I'm at Karina's house. It's ending with a big flabby manatee in Florida.
Right.
I'm actually... We need to talk about manatees. They are incredible. Do you know what they are?
Go on.
They are a relative of the elephant. Look at this big, look at this massive honk.
Yes.
Underwater, they're known as sea cows.
Right.
And at last, Neil, we found an animal that we can be photographed underwater and look the same size as. Oh, this is just what. So we've got to do Supernature on manatees next week.
Yes, please.
We've got to.
Please know.
Shall we?
Yes, let's.
All in favour, say aye.
Aye, aye.
Great.
Carried.
Have a wonderful week, and we'll see you next week before we fly to Florida and make friends with the manatees.
Extra, tweet all about it.
Oh my God. Oh, Neil, I've just signed us up to become fans of Save the Mighty Manatee fan page in Florida. I can't believe how beautiful
they
these animals
are. They are like underwater dogs, aren't they?
Yeah, they're known as sea cows because they just moan and moan.
Hello.
Hello.
I've got one that definitely looks as though it's eating all the pies here.
Well, they need to be blubbery, love, to just boing along, don't they?
Right, but there's one that's got, it's not quite so rotund. This one's quite a...
Yeah.
But they are cute, aren't they?
They're really cute. And they're a relative of the doing doing. Doing doing.
What?
From Australia. Doing doings. Related to each other.
Oh.
Oh, my God, love. I would absolutely... I told you about the time I was slapped underwater by a turtle. So, I love swimming underwater.
Right.
Right. My name's Debbie. Well,
I like it swimming underwater.
So if we get to swim with the manatees, if we get to swim with them, when we were in Mexico, I thought Lisa slapped me on the leg because we were in the water. And I went, why did you do that with her flippers? Why did you do that? You just hurt me. But I had my underwater stuff on. And I turned around really ready to scold her underwater by going, that angry face. And I turned around, it's a giant turtle.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was just like using its big flipper.
Get out of my way.
Yeah, like, you know, do a bit of slap.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
Wow.
So I got to imagine if I get slapped by a ball, it's called a manatee.
I know. They've got quite big fins, haven't they?
Just really making friends with the manatee, just sitting underwater, just holding its paw. Oh, Neil, I get so...
Are they quite friendly? Do we know? Are they?
Very friendly, Neil. Very friendly. You can actually swim with them. I've watched some videos.
Oh.
So they're wild there.
Right.
And you just sort of go in the water respectfully.
Yes.
And you just sort of like hang around. And if they want to come up to you, they do. If they don't,
will.
You don't.
No.
Of course they will, love.
Yeah.
We're Mary Poppins. They'll come up to us. Have a little nibble on our lettuce. So maybe not. I've got to go, Neil, because poor Karina wants her house
back. Yes,
she
wants her house back.
Because it is Saturday and she's got lots to do, love.
Right,
and I've got to go and take Pixie for a little walk as a thank you.
Oh, okay. Very good.
All right. She wasn't very helpful as a producer, but she was beautiful for morale.
Yeah,
well, there we are. Lovely for morale.
See it, wasn't it?
Neil and Debbie.